You've been strong for so long. If you know the band The XX, then I would assume you know one of the band's singers, Romy. Well, recently, Romy released her debut album, solo album, called Midair. We just heard the song Strong from Romy. In the middle, it is new music from innovative British singer, songwriter, producer, dancer, and filmmaker FKA Twigs. She's an artist who ignores genre in favor of emotional impact. Well, FKA Twigs, back in January, released her latest third album, Eusexua. It's an album that takes her approach of emotion over genre to play with the complexities of intimacy and identity. It is great listening, and we will definitely be featuring more of it here on the program. I can't believe it's taken since January for me to get my hands on it, but I am so glad I did. And then kicking off the set, Los Angeles singer-songwriter Nayla Hunter. From her latest album, Love Gaze, we heard the song Finding Mirrors. Okay, how about some dark dance, neo-disco kind of sounds? It's the band Desire right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Night life, night life.
This is listener-supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert. Music right there from Los Angeles-based electropop singer-songwriter Ali X. From her most recent album, Girl With No Face, we heard the title track, Girl With No Face, from Ali X. And then in the middle, it is music from Hamilton DJ, producer, songwriter, Jesse Lanza. From her latest album, Love Hallucination, we heard the song Limbo. And then starting that set off, it is music from Montreal dark dance electro duo Desire, teaming up with Wolfram for the song Sad Ibiza Song. That comes from a compilation album called After Dark 4. That about does it, my friends. I hate to say that we've come to the end of this Girly So Groovy, but we are at my least favorite time of the week. We are wrapping up this show. Whether you tuned in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, or the full nearly 24 years, yes, July marks the 24th anniversary of Girly So Groovy. We've been proudly broadcasting at the University of Windsor on CJAM 99.1 FM, our mothership station, for 24 years now in the Windsor and Detroit listening area. Since then, I am proud to say we are syndicated coast to coast across Canada and into the United States. Over 19 community and campus stations make time in their busy schedules for Girly So Groovy. Unfortunately, I don't have time to list every single station, but each week I love doing a shout out to at least one of the stations that features Girly So Groovy. So this week I want to do a huge shout out to anyone in Sydney, Nova Scotia. We are on Tuesday afternoons in Sydney, Nova Scotia from noon until 2 o'clock on CJBU Caper Radio 107.3 FM. The fact that we are heard, like I say, from coast to coast and into the U.S. just thrills me. And the fact that these stations make time. Again, if you are listening to your favorite or community campus station, I am saying hello to you right now, wherever you may be. If you're one of the nearly 2,500 people who listen and follow through our Mixcloud listening page, a hearty hello to you as well. If you're wondering what I mean by this, if you ever miss an episode or would love to just listen again, know that you can find Girly So Groovy online absolutely for free. No membership required. All you have to do is go to the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Girly and groovy ending with an IE. And like I say, 10 weeks worth of the program just waiting for you to listen at your leisure. Also to stay in touch with the show all week long, find us on social media. We're on Instagram at GSG Radio or Facebook. We are Girly So Groovy there. With that, you can message me any requests you have for the show. You can check out the playlists in print, as well as find links to our Mixcloud page and links to the bands and musicians featured. Speaking of requests, June is right around the corner. It actually could be June, depending where you are and when this recording is being played. But that means I'm going to be looking at doing some kind of Pride programming for June. If there is any Pride artist that you would like me to feature, definitely send me a message and I will try and work that into the month of June for us. All right, friends, let's wrap up this episode. I feel like that last set played with dark dance rhythm, so why not finish with something like that? How about we go all the way back to 2011, when Toronto indie electronic outfit Astra first debuted with their album Feel It Break. I'm going to leave you with Astra and her gorgeous song Lose It. Here is Astra right now here on Girly So Groovy.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
Ross's gull has a reputation for beguiling birders. They're very scarce, rarely stray south of the high Arctic, and they're beautiful. Most birders would be happy to encounter one in their lifetime. Ross's gulls have the gentle symmetry of a dove. These dainty seabirds have a petite black bill and wedge-shaped tail. Though their bodies are mostly gray, their breast feathers and underparts glow a satiny pink, thanks to pigments from the marine crustaceans they pluck from the ocean's surface. Ross's gulls breed on the coast of Greenland and northern Siberia, where they feast on flying insects hawked from tundra ponds. Nesting completed in August, many Ross's gulls rove thousands of miles west to find food along the pack ice. By October, they're on the move again. The gulls vanish for months to parts unknown, only to reappear at nesting sites in spring. Every so often, a Ross's gull drifts into southern Canada and the U.S. Next time one does, rest assured, this Arctic wonder will draw an adoring crowd. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.